The state's in the throes of a $3 billion modernization project at the Honolulu Airport. If you plan to travel next month, heads up. This week, transportation officials announced they're changing the gate numbers, all in advance of other big changes at the Daniel K. Inouye International Airport. DOT spokesman Tim Sakahara is trying to get the word out to travelers. Here's what people need to know before the rollout June 1st.
Well, there are a lot of exciting things happening with the airport's division right now and in the coming weeks. The biggest one that people will notice, though, is going to be implemented or effective on June 1st. And that is when we roll out a brand new numeric system for all the gates and the baggage claims at HNL or the Daniel K. Inouye International Airport. So on June 1st, people will have a new number associated with every gate. So, for example, if someone is used to going to gate 57 for their inter-island flight, on June 1st and thereafter, it's going to be A17 instead. It'll have a new numeric system. And it'll be like that throughout the entire airport. Same thing on the baggage claim level as well. Right now, it's B through G. But come June 1st, each individual carousel will have its own unique identifiable number. So if someone was used to going to baggage claim G, for example, now instead of saying, oh, pick me up at baggage claim G, they'll say, oh, pick me up at carousel number 22, for example. And it's all numeric from that aspect. It'll all be numbered. Each carousel will be numbered. So out on the curb as well, it'll actually be easier to be picked up as well. They'll just say, pick me up at 22.
And the whole idea is you're trying to get to the point where the airport is a lot more efficient because we've got this big modernization project underway.
That's exactly right. So there's various reasons why we are doing this. One, it will add better direction and wayfinding for the people. Two, it is part of the way that the mainland airports do it. This type of numeric system, alphanumeric system, is how the majority of all the major airlines or airports in the mainland do it. Three, the signage, quite frankly, hasn't been updated in more than a quarter century. And so we want to give it a fresh, new, vibrant look in addition to being better and more efficient for that wayfinding. And then the other main reason is also because we're getting ready for growth. We have a lot of new projects. The Airport Modernization Plan has $3 billion worth of projects airports-wide coming in, including the Malka Concourse and the planning stages for the Diamond Head Concourse. Both of those projects will add much needed gates to the airport. Well, for example, on the Diamond Head side right now, we can't go negative. So once we get to zero, we can't, we're adding 20 more gates out on that side, for example. Once we get to zero, we don't want to go -1, -2, -3. So the new numeric system will actually help us get ready for that expansion and to be able to grow and add those much needed gates.
And folks I know normally go to the commuter terminal where we used to catch Island Air. Mokulele is still there, and that's going to see some change pretty quick.
That's also happening on June 1st is the first day of construction for the new Malka Concourse. Now, that's in the location of the current commuter terminal. Mokulele Airlines is the only airline operating out of that right now. But come May 29th, that'll be the last day of operations at that location for Mokulele Airlines. After that, they're going to be operating from the new Terminal 3 or the new commuter terminal, which is on the opposite end, on the Diamond Head side of the airport. It's located right between the United and the Delta cargo facilities.
Okay, so that's going to be a big change for anyone who has plans to take a flight on Mokulele. Just kind of heads up.
Correct, exactly. So Mokulele is fully aware. And they'll be helping direct people. We'll have new signage right before the change takes place. It's another kind of one of those dynamics. We don't want to put up the signs too early to confuse people before the switch happens, but we do want the signs up and in place for when the switch actually does happen.
Is this happening faster than the original plan? Because when Island Air went belly up, there were other things, other balls in the air works. There are things, different things in the works for the move.
Well, frankly, when Island Air went out of business, and we didn't want that to happen, but since they did, it did actually take away some of the logistical factors we had to do with associated with this move. So now that they aren't in operation anymore, we are just relocating Mokulele Airlines. They're the only airline that is going to be relocating as in association with the work we have planned.
Okay, and then what else is important for the Mokulele passengers as we head into this Memorial Day holiday and people will be traveling?
Well, so with people should definitely know Memorial Day weekend is a busy getaway holiday. And some people, you know, will like to park at the airport. If they are planning to leave for Memorial Day weekend and they are not going to be back by June 1st, they will not be able to park in Lot B. That's the outdoor, the uncovered commuter terminal parking lot. Because as we mentioned, right, June 1st is the first day of construction for the new Malka Concourse, which, so by the way, is going to be great.
But that's all going to be closed.
But
then.
That'll all be closed, exactly. So starting June 1st, midnight June 1st, no one will be allowed to, no public parking will be allowed to be in that commuter parking lot. It's just all going to be reserved for construction. And then they're going to start demolishing that commuter terminal. As people know it now, it'll be demolished to make way for the new Malka Concourse.
So people need to know you can't park there. Otherwise, you'll come back and your car's towed or something.
Your car will be towed if you return. So if they leave for just Memorial Day weekend and are back before that, perfectly fine. Yeah, you can. You still can use it. It's just if they're going to be gone after June 1st or if they're not going to be back by June 1st, I should say, not even after, on June 1st even, they won't be able to park in that outdoor parking lot.
Okay. And so what else is on track for the rest of the year and Honolulu?
There's a lot of great things. One, free Wi-Fi is already we're making the final touches in technology-wise. I mean, it's to have free Wi-Fi throughout the entire airport facility. So that's a huge, huge change. If people haven't been to the Central Concourse and the EVA Concourse recently, by the way, there's huge changes, huge upgrades. One, we renovated the retail space. So there's a lot of new retail, shopping, new restaurants as well. There's the Sammy Hagar Grill, the Mackay Plantation Restaurant. So our partners over at DFS and HMS Host have done a phenomenal job sprucing that up, which, by the way, they paid for. It was a great public-private partnership as well. So all of those, the $60-plus million worth of improvements came from them, came from those private dollars, that public-private partnership, which is great. And it looks phenomenal, by the way, too.
Okay. Now, I know travelers have complained about the state of our bathrooms. Are we going to get any help in that area?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. So that's another thing. So in the EVA Concourse, if people go to the restroom out there, they're all refurbished and redone and new, brand new. They look great. And you're right. They did need some TLC and some work. Yes. And so we're also going to be starting this year in the Central Concourse and Diamond Head Concourse as well. Those are going to be renovated and upgraded and a whole lot nicer.
Okay. Anything else that our Neighbor Island listeners might need to know as they come in to Honolulu for their trips or if they're, you know, going off to the mainland?
Yeah, sure. Well, once we realized that with this gate and baggage claim renumbering system, you know, we're doing our best to make sure it's a smooth transition. We're grateful for Hawaiian Airlines, for example. They're bringing out and deploying their Team Kokua volunteers who are going to be out in force that first week trying to make sure that everybody gets to where they need to go. The airport employees and the visitor information program employees for the state of Hawaii were going to be out in force as well, directing people, trying to answer questions. We've been working with all the concessionaires, you know, everybody from the shop clerks to the custodians to the security. Everybody has little placards and cheat sheets that we've handed out to them to try to help direct people where they need to go. We're hoping and expecting that it's going to be a smooth transition, but like with anything, sometimes change is difficult for some people, and so we want to be there to try to help them out as best as possible.
Okay, so just let people know that's the plan, and hopefully it works, and there are no snafus. But we just need to be aware because we all know how hectic flying is, and if there's a delay and you're late, it just makes it very stressful.
It is true. And, you know, we know that everybody has a different comfort level. Some people like to be at the gate 3 hours before the flight. Other people like to be right there, the last person on board, and get there right when the door closes. And there's people right in the middle, right? So everybody has a different travel tendency, but they should just be aware. Personally, we recommend that people get there early because you never know. I mean, you're right. The TSA checkpoint line could be a little extra long that day, especially around the Memorial Day and holiday traveling times. We're going to be entering the season of the summer peak travel times. You know, colleges and schools are getting out of session, so that always boosts air traffic and things. So people want to be aware of that and give themselves just extra time just so they can de-stress. And by all means, if they have time, go to the new restaurants that
there
we just
go.
Mentioned and have a drink or a okay. beverage and or a meal and things. It's all good.
Okay. But in doubt, get there early.
Get there early. Absolutely.
All right. Yes. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you spending time with us.
Thank you.
That was DOT spokesman Tim Sakahara giving us a snapshot of the changes in store at the airport that are just 2 weeks away. For links to the maps and the new layout at the airport, check out our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.